long, but I've got to share this with you. Mike and I, you guys, if you miss Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast on Thursdays right after Miss CeCe's Kitchen, you are missing a treat. Say what?
Were you being nice?
I'm always nice.
Say it like that. That attitude.
She said you didn't have to say it like that.
Say it like that. Right yeah. After Miss CeCe's Kitchen. Look.
Look. Yeah, she got a with Miss CeCe's Kitchen. A brilliant, brilliant broadcast, okay, Miss CeCe?
All right. Suck up to me. Come on.
And while Dr. Sims is like, while Dr. Sims is fanning herself, I want to know which one of you set the air conditioner up to hell.
I think that was the whole planet
that would be me. Yeah. Okay, guys. And look, let me do this, okay? All right. This one, Mike and I, we talked about this. This is Luke Combs, which is a rising and successful country star.
He did a cover.
I sent you, and I think I sent you that clip. I'm not sure whether I sent it to Danny or Dr. Demery or Dr. Sim. Okay, but anyway, you get a chance to hear it, right? Luke Combs set, he did this cover, by Tracy Chapman called Fast Car. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave it right there. And what we're going to do, we're going to talk about this a little bit right after that. Okay. Here we go.
This tweet by, this is a Washington Post reporter, a Washington Post journalist by the name of Emily Yar. She writes, as Luke Combs' hit cover of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car dominates the country charts, it's bringing up some complicated emotions in fans and singers who know that Chapman, as a queer black woman, would have an almost zero chance at that achievement herself. Now, you might remember the song Fast Car by Tracy Chapman because it was a massive hit when it came out 30-some-odd years ago, and Community Notes, the fact-checking apparatus of Twitter, made note of that. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year. She won for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance and Best New Artist. Oh, and she has 7 other nominations for Grammy Awards and 2 other wins. So the way that the Washington Post frames this is because this white guy, because what they're saying is he's a white guy, he's, you know, country singer, he must somehow also be a white supremacist, some of that nonsense. He's going to make a whole bunch of money and win a whole bunch of awards on this song, this Tracy Chapman song. And she could, oh, but she did win a whole bunch of awards and she became super rich on it. And then here's the best part. Not only did she get, do they get fact checked, Washington Post and that ridiculous quote unquote journalist, but even Tracy Chapman herself is speaking out against this nonsense. Here, is a quote that she gave to People. Chapman, 59, spoke about the cover in an exclusive statement to Billboard, writing, I never expected to find myself on the country charts, but I'm honored to be there. Praising the new version by Combs, 33, she continued to the outlet. I'm happy for Luke and his success and grateful that new fans have found and embraced Fast Car. So do you see what the machine does with absolutely everything? I didn't know she was queer, but okay, you've got a queer black woman who is a multiple Grammy winner. She's got to be a millionaire, making tons of money still on residuals and all of that stuff. A young country singer, and this guy is, he's a major star right now. He comes in, does a cover of it. She gets residuals on that stuff. It's not like he's just jacking the song and that's it. Everybody's making money. Everybody gets to hear more of her songs. Washington Post, the machine, the corporate press machine, decides to make it about race and racism and opening up conversations about queer, blah, blah, blah. And it's all BS. It's all BS.
Okay.
Since this has occurred, Tracy Chapman has made over $500,000 because not only she's the writer of that song, but the producer of that song. Mm-hmm. So she has benefited greatly, and her art and her expertise and her voice has been exposed to an entirely new audience. So they both praise each other. And one of the examples I brought up with William was, look at what happened with Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston, which would be kind of the reverse, where they both benefited greatly, did beautiful songs, beautiful renditions of the same song, but made it their own. But they both benefited from collaborating and bringing that art to a whole different new artist. There wasn't a point to put somebody else down or stand on the neck of another brother. It wasn't that at all. It was again to expose people to expose a whole new audience to something that was obviously a great song. The song was nominated for 3 awards and won 1.
Hey, and this is the point that Mike and I were making, and both of us got a little warm talking about this because I was hot about it. The Washington Post and Mike was hot about it. I said, Mike, this is...
Yeah, it turned into CeCe's Kitchen for
it. It sure did. Because, and the point that I was making and which really upset me, remember the Washington Post, now, Mike and I also talked about this. This writer or reporter or whoever it is for the Washington Post that wrote this garbage, don't they have a hierarchy to see what garbage they're putting out? Don't they have a system to fact check? Because to me, this was pure racism and it didn't need to be. Who cares whether Tracy Chapman is queer or not? And we don't even know that to be true. I don't even know that. Mike and I also talked.
People look at you and make assumptions.
Yeah.
An assumption is something that's not proven.
I told
William when the song first came out, years and years and years ago, I don't remember what year it came out, but when it came out, I had a cassette of it, and I would play it over and over. I just love the song. I didn't know until months after the song came out that she was even black.
I didn't either.
Nor did I care.
And, nor and do I
know this.
I didn't know.
Oh,
I didn't know until recently when this just happened. I didn't know that she was gay. And again, I don't care.
And
I didn't know any of those things.
And we don't even know whether that's true or not.
If it is,
that's her business.
I remember that the song was really popular, and I remember I hated it. I cannot stand that song. I remember her, and I remember that it was popular, and I remember, like Mike said, that song that both Dolly Parton and Whitney Houston sang. But it was a popular country hit when Dolly Parton sang it, and it was popular R&B hit when Whitney Houston sang it. And the thing about it is those two people, they were popular artists, put it that way.
Yeah.
You might not like country music, but you love Dolly Parton and you liked her songs. Her and Kenny Rogers, those were
the people
that, you know what, black people might not like the country music in general, but we like them.
right. Yeah.
Because of who they were.
Right.
And their music sort of transcended the genre that they sang in, and Dolly Parton just gives you that type of feel about her, that she's not just a country music artist, she's just a human being that's got a big heart. And Whitney Houston, her music was like that too. You just loved her music. It kind of transcended everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of the issue when you have somebody like Tracy Chapman, because everybody loved Tracy Chapman's song except me. I didn't like it, but everybody else loved it because she did make a lot of money. And when you have those type of people who transcend the black and white line, and bring us all together in a really good way, they have a problem with that.
And well said, and that's what Mike and I talk about all the time. And then Dan is leaning forward, so I wanted your comment on that too, because the artist didn't have a problem with it. Tracy didn't have a problem with
Well, Luke. All I say is the benefit that Tracy got from it, and the popularity and the prosperity that came from it, more power to her.
Right.
But we just have to learn how to lean in and work together.
Right.
Do this. Everybody benefits.
Everybody benefits.
Everybody's going to benefit.
Wow.
And that goes back to my other saying. Once we understand how to invoke brotherly kindness in every situation, everybody wins.
Right. Well said, Danny. Well said. Isn't that, and now who opened up with that earlier? Was that you, Dr. Sims? Or whoever on this panel that talked about if we all start working together?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Look, I couldn't agree more.
Okay.
We're all stronger. You know, there's strength in numbers. I know it's just a cliche to say that, but there is strength in numbers. And that's how societies used to exist. You had tribes. And as tribes became larger tribes, they all profited because they were all working together. You had moms raising the kids and cooking meals. You had the hunter-gatherers, the men out there getting food, bringing it back to the tribe to feed them. And then the tribes grew into bigger tribes. But there's strength in numbers. And the reverse of that is the divide and conquer that we've talked about here today, where we will divide people over the slimmest little margin. We'll find something to – we'll find a scab somewhere, and we'll pick at that scab so that we can – redefine who we think you are, or put that bias up there, put that false narrative up there, and somehow downplay you. And I'm sorry to go back to it, but stand on the neck of a brother for no real good reason at all, other than to make yourself feel good inside that you're somehow superior. You're beating your chest and all, and no, you're not superior at all. You're inferior.
Absolutely. Right. And so one saying that you have, Mike, often, then I'm going to Dr. Demery, then we're going to have to close this out, and that's okay. It's something that you said, Mike, that I listened to, and I remember all the time. You say it doesn't hurt when one candle lights another.
You lose one candle loses nothing by lighting the other.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We need to be out there as Christians, and as good God fearing people, or just even if you're not into religion itself, just be a good human being and light the other candle. Light as many candles as you can. Share.
Yes.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Amen. We lose when we divide. We get everything when we come together. Dr. Demery, any closing remarks?
I think it was a good show. I think we've all got a chance to share that it's really more than hugging trees and talking to squirrels. It's really about us coming together.
Oh, my goodness.
Realizing that we may disagree, but we can all agree, and right. It makes things so much better, you know. And that song that was sung 20, 30 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, is still true today. They'll know we are Christians by our love.
Isn't that something?
That's what Jesus said.
Isn't that something? You know, as a matter of fact, Dr. Sims, I couldn't have said it more. Oh, Dr. Demery, the address of your church before you go.
We're in the corner.
We can't hear it.
Okay, I'm sorry. How about now? Is that better?
Okay.
Better.
You know, we're going to have to invest in a better Wi-Fi for you, Dr. Demery. Somebody, we're going to have to take a collection or something. We need to get rid of that. We need to get rid of that dollar store general Wi-Fi you got.
You need to quit. You're the brother under the bus.
That's your friend.
He is my friend.
Talking about your Wi-Fi.
He is my friend. That's why I can tell him.
William, go back to Dr. Demery because he was trying to say something.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dr. Demery. Okay, all right.
We're on the corner of Barrow and Highway 38 in Mentone, California. When you see the three crosses, you have found us. If you come, you will be challenged, and we'll feed you anyway and give you a hug and say you may disagree with us, but that's okay. We still love you.
That's right. That's right.
And if you go too far and you run into the lightning bolt, yeah, you went too far. Turn around and go back.
Y'all gonna make the good reverend say something, you know?
Yeah,
we're trying to keep him on the up.
That's what we're going for. Hey, Ann, don't you know me by now? That's what we're going for.
Yes, wow. you like to instigate.
I love it. Dr. Demery knows me. He that's my friend. Okay, Dr. Sims. Okay,
yes,
okay, yeah. Miss CeCe's Kitchen.
Miss CeCe's Kitchen is aired every Thursday night on Studio W Buzz and also on Spotify, LinkedIn, Twitter. And we come on at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Come on in the kitchen. Yeah, it's pretty hot in there, and I'll just leave it like that.
Yeah.
But come in if you're able to take it. Come on, you able to sit around my table? Come on with it.
Uh-huh.
Work with it.
That's right. And not only on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, and Facebook. Android. We're also the apps, folks. If you listen to this broadcast, you can go to your. Are you okay over there? All right. Go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Android is simply Studio W. Also available on Alexa and Studio W Buzz, or no, Studio W.Buzz anywhere around the globe. And I understand that Mike is going to be a guest on your in the kitchen one day here.
Mike, did you tell him?
He didn't tell me what it was all about.
That's all I told him. I told him I was invited. That's all I told him.
Oh. I still told you not to tell him.
Well, you know I was going to find out.
Well, you told me not to tell him what the topic was.
I didn't. I said, don't tell William.
My apologies. My bad.
Yeah.
Now we know Mike can't hold water.
I thought you just told me not to tell him the topic.
Yeah, okay.
Don't tell William.
Yeah, okay.
Mike,
don't tell.
You're supposed to be able to keep secrets.
All right. Keep a secret.
I'm considering myself spanked.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, hey, Danny, can you believe this? They're going to withhold secrets on my own network. Can you believe that?
Because we love you.
I wanted it a surprise. That's my show.
That is your show. I know it's your show.
I'm sorry, Cece.
Yeah, don't apologize to her.
I was the element of surprise.
Element of surprise. I'm surprised you've been withholding information. Yeah.
William.
Yes, dear.
Just stop it.
Okay. I'm doing my job.
Stop it.
Okay, all right, okay. Excuse me. I thought I was calling Danny, Brother Tisdale.
You did.
A wonderful show. Let us continue to think in the right.
Lord, help us.
And again, my last time, third time mentioning brotherly kindness.
Amen.
Hey, thanks, Danny. And can you believe what your sister did to me?
What'd she do to you?
Oh, see, I understand. Okay. Sound like
She didn't do it. I did it. I'm the one that messed up.
You didn't mess up.
With her.
No, you did just fine.
I know what not to do next time. Trust me. I know what not to do.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna launch an investigation. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Now, William, I'm in trouble with Cece, so I can't talk.
Well, good.
Yeah, you were in trouble when you told him because he can't hold water either.
Hey, look.
Dr.
Sims. Okay. And, the Eden is an Act of Worship Ministries radio show along with Teens Talk Truth.
Yep. Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries airs every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Central Time right here on Studio W Buzz. You don't want to miss it. We talk about everything related to the body, dieting, exercising, and maintaining a healthy body for the glory of God. And you don't want to miss it because next week we're going to have Dr. Angela Miles on. She's an OBGYN, and we're going to be talking about maternal and infant mortality rates in the United States. So you don't want to miss it. And then turn around, come back for the Teens Talk Truth radio show hosted by my favorite young men on the planet, my sons AJ and Alex Taylor. They will be talking to young adult author JL Campbell about her new book, Saving Sam. So you don't want to miss it because you know they're also going to do a What Had Happened Was segment. And y'all, my children, Y'all just pray. just pray.
Hey, guys.
And lastly, you don't want to forget about the Eating as an Active Worship Ministries Health and Fitness Course. Class starts on Monday, August 21st, 2023 at 6 o'clock p.m. It'll be online via Zoom. You want to register now because space is limited. The class is free. No registration fees, no membership fees. The only thing you're responsible for is the cost of the Eating as an Active Worship workbook, which you can get online on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com. So just go to our website and register today, www.eatingasanactiveworshipministries.org. Long name, but worth it. Eatingasanactiveworshipministries.org. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Yep. And Danny Tisdale, again, before I go to Mike, how do we get that album, A Long Time Coming?
You know, you can download the digital files on Spotify, Apple Music. You can download it, even though I don't seem to find any benefit from it. But you can get the music, or you can send me a number, and I can mail CDs. I do have CDs available if anyone would rather have one. Most people are looking. Do CDs anymore.
Okay.
The file is there.
Okay, you're breaking up a little bit, but what's the number? If someone wants to text you or email you regarding your CD, what are those credentials?
It's my name, Danny, D-A-N-N-I-E, Tisdale, D-I-S-D-A-L-E, all in lowercaps at yahoo.com.
All right. And the number? Go on, Mike.
586-801-3246.
Oh, you got... Hey, we're old. Slow down.
Yeah.
That's too slow for the people in the balcony.
586-801-3246.
All right. Awesome. All right. And I'm hoping and praying that we can get those issues resolved as far as people appropriating your music or hijacking your music, however you want to put it.
Yes.
So, but in the meantime, it's going to be played on this network. And I believe that if I'm not the first, I'm one of the first to play your music on this network.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
One of the very first.
Amen. Awesome. Amen. Amen. Hey, Mad Mike, I'm going to your AKA right now. Mad Mike, we have a show that I thoroughly enjoy each and every Thursday, and I hope you guys, Dr. Demmer, yep, that goes for you too. Dr. Sims has been on, you've been on the Mad Mike and Wild Wheel, Coast to Coast show. Yeah. We might have to get Ann on one night.
Maybe that so.
That would be great, Ann.
We can get her to submit her own little list of songs that she really likes.
Yes, you and Andre.
We'll dovetail those songs in with yours and mine. We'll just have a good time, yeah.
And
let's
do that. You and Andre get together some songs that you guys would like for us to play, and you will have your list.
Let me just explain how that would work.
How would that work?
I would say William wants us to get together some songs we would like to play. I would not get input because Andre will have a list already prepared. he exclusively gets the right to DJ at our house.
Okay. So. Well, you tell Andre we need a list, and you let me know when you want to come on. You are welcome any Thursday. Okay. Aww. Dr. Sims been hogging the time lately. Okay. But
you need to stop telling that story. That's so terrible. William.
Okay. How many times have you been on, Dr. Sims?
Sometimes I don't let you know I'm there because
you really acted really bad. Okay. How many times have you been on the CC's kitchen?
And then
I had to come on there one time to get Mike straight now because he talked about redhead.
Yeah.
And William, I had to get him. I'll never forget it.
Oh, what William? Mike.
Quit digging a hole because it's just getting darker and darker here. We're both in the doghouse with Dr. Sims. So,
don't you?
That's to you, right?
I got enough trouble with ladies as it is. I don't need more trouble with Dr. Sims.
Hey guys. Hey, stay tuned.
I want to say to Danny Tisdale, you have a wonderful, wonderful voice. You have a talent, sir.
Yeah,
and I'm envious and I'm jealous because I don't have artistic bone in my body. In fact, some people call me autistic. I really appreciate people that can sing and draw, and I can't do any. If you gave me a quarter, I couldn't draw a circle. So, Danny,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We'll play more of your stuff on Coast to Coast on Thursday nights.
Oh, I'd absolutely.
Love to have you on the show as well.
All right.
So if you want to join us on Coast to Coast, we're very serious here on the Boomerang for the most part, even though we have a few laughs. But if you want to join us on Coast to Coast, it's 5 o'clock my time on the West Coast and 8 o'clock starting time on the East Coast where William's at. And all you people that live in between, because William did such a great job of explaining the time zones earlier.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Y'all go out and Google it and figure it out.
Yeah.
Because wow. I'm not even sure if I'm on at 5 o'clock the way he is.
Mike. Right on. Okay. How about that?
I just would like to say how much I appreciate being part of this panel and allowing me to like speak in here along the way and have a say and your acceptance of what we all do here and which is exchanging knowledge and lighting candles and trying to do the right thing in the fight of good versus evil. I appreciate all of you so much.
Thank you.
Thank your voice. Thank you. We're glad to have you with us. Your voice needs to be heard.
Don't be William's twin.
Why not?
Well,
I'm a good role model.
William, put the shovel away. Quit digging. Quit digging.
7:23. Not enough time to unpack.
Okay. All right. Bye, y'all. We're going to end this program with, this is how we open the program, folks. This is Danny Tisdale, Softly Calling. I just love this song.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Good night.
Night, everybody.
Enjoy. Love you guys. Thank you.
Likewise.
My pleasure.
Call your name. Been leaning closer to your flame. Praying again to see your face. I long to feel your sweet embrace. Another hurt I give to you. Knowing that you will see me through, yes. How I long for you to stay. You gently wipe all my tears away. Oh, I hear you softly calling late at night. Catch me when I'm falling. Everything will be alright. Hear you calling late at night. It's gonna be alright. You catch me when I'm falling. Everything is gonna be alright. Sometimes we have dark days and dark nights. Listen. In the dark, down on my knees, to you alone I'm asking please. I know you hear my every cry. Every whisper, every sigh. You never left me on my own. You never left me all alone, no. It was endless love you've given me. Sometimes more than I could see. Everything will be alright.
You catch me when I'm falling.
Oh yeah.
Everything you give me,
wipe my tears away. I hear you calling so much softly.